This is Bird Note. Just about now, juvenile glaucous-winged gulls are taking flight over downtown Seattle. In Chicago, young ring-billed gulls are heading for Lake Michigan. And before long, juvenile herring gulls will be soaring over the Atlantic Ocean. More and more, some gulls are choosing to raise their families in the city. They nest on flat, sunny rooftops that are generally inaccessible to humans, scraping together bits of gravel, debris, and dried vegetation, often next to a wall or a chimney. The leopard-spotted baby gulls are up and out of their gravelly nest about 2 days after they hatch. For 5 to 7 more weeks, they have the run of their private rooftop, oblivious to the rest of the world. They chase each other, flap their wings, make short running flights, and even amuse themselves playing tug-of-war with sticks. Their parents feed them by regurgitating food into their beaks. Unless you're fortunate enough to look down on a nest from a higher building, you won't see these young gulls until they're as big as their parents. When the young fledge, they're soft brown and won't have adult plumage, that flashy white and gray or black crispness, until they're 4 years old. See photos of all these birds at birdnote.org.